Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Hi, thank you so much for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. So this week, I want to help you put together a holiday eating game plan. But first, congratulations. You made it through Thanksgiving. You filled your plate with healthy foods, including fruits and vegetables. You've chosen water instead of sugary drinks like soda. You even ate your desserts in moderation and made it a priority to get an hour or more of physical activity each day. But that was just the beginning. The holiday season is now in full swing. There are lots of fattening foods everywhere, and we find ourselves being tempted at every turn. We want to eat the heavier, sweeter, more fattening carbs. And we already know the most common excuse for people not going to the gym is, I don't have the time. So, attending holiday gatherings and Christmas shopping can be the perfect excuse to miss your workouts. Let's go to Romans 7:18. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. It is so frustrating to know what is right and still not do it. And right now, we are in between holidays. So how can we regain control of our health and fitness and avoid eating everything in sight? Well, by making a plan. So here are two tips that will hopefully help you. The first one is the most important, and that is call on Jesus. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Sin runs deep inside of us, but as Christians, we have the one in us who can give us the strength to stand up and say no to temptation and yes to discipline and the will to stay focused. And that one is Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Call on Him. Number two, choose activities that don't involve eating. So not every holiday gathering has to include food. There are several ways that you can celebrate the season and not feel guilty for overindulging. And you can do these individually or as a family. For example, volunteer to give out food or serve a meal at a local shelter or food kitchen. There is no time like the holidays to offer a helping hand. Now, I know this involves food, but it puts you on the giving end and not the receiving end. Another one is take a tour around the neighborhood or to a local themed Christmas lighting exhibit. These events tend to be breathtaking. Another one is have a craft night. So make holiday decorations like wreaths or ornaments or Christmas cards or gifts for friends and family. And finally, you can support a charitable cause like a 5K fundraiser. In most cases, these activities end up being so much fun, and you have an opportunity to meet new people, and the focus is more on the project rather than food. So don't get me wrong, food is a very important part of the holidays. Many family traditions are built around food and passed down from generation to generation, and this is how we bond. However, don't let your heritage hold you hostage to unhealthy foods. We want you to be around long after the holidays are over. So I pray that this message has been a blessing. pass it on to family and friends, and remember to tune in to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on WLJF 100.7 FM, The Joy. So I pray you have a great holiday season and have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen, and welcome back to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. You know, we have been talking about all the benefits of eating healthfully, and at this time of year, it brings back a lot of memories for me because this is around the time that my mother passed away, and I just think about how many people don't realize how important it is for us to take care of ourselves. And last week we were discussing the importance of getting the right amount of protein. But a lot of people just focus on one thing. When it comes to health, it's a combination of things. And as my wife has been saying, stress is one of the things that really causes us to lose our life. And at this time of year, you know, a lot of people are out and about trying to figure out what to give somebody. But really, the best thing you can give them is you. And I think that Christians do need to take care of their physical health. Have you ever been told that your physical health isn't really that important and you should just focus on your spiritual instead? Well, I've never been told that explicitly, but it's often implied to me, and many Christian circles, a lot of people just concentrate on their spiritual when neglect their health. Christians elevate what we consider to be spiritual and minimize what we seem to be our physical. But what if I told you that it all matters and serves to glorify our God? You know, that's what our motto is, doing what matters, and especially for our health. Everything we do reveals the condition of our hearts. Yes, even the things we choose to eat and drink can say a lot about how we honor God. If it matters to be disciplined about reading the scriptures and praying, it matters about what we do with our physical bodies. The Apostle Paul says that we should discipline ourselves. And so does God want us to be healthy? And I don't believe that God is calling all of us to be in perfect health, but I do believe that really isn't the goal, but we have to all be giving. We have all been given living breath. We've all been given these bodies. Our bodies are gifts from God, and we wouldn't want to trash a precious gift from a good friend. We wouldn't want to hurt somebody who had given us a gift, and so we ought not to want to do that about our bodies. God is calling us to do our best with the gifts that He has given us. And mainly this time of year, we should all realize that the only thing we came into this world with is our bodies. Some of us are given near perfect health, while others have many, many challenges. And I don't dare say that we don't. But no matter where you are, you need to take care of the gift God has already given you. The fact that you can breathe at all, you need to be thanking God for that. In the parable of the talents, a man trusted his property to a few of his servants. He gave each servant talents according to their ability. All were supposed to go out and double what their master gave them. However, the servant who received the one talent went out and buried it. When the master came back, he rewarded the first two servants who received two talents and five talents. And he took away the one talent from the servant who had hid his money. What was the problem? The ungrateful servant looked at what everyone else had and was given and felt like he didn't have enough. So instead of multiplying what he had, he hid it. A lot of us feel that way. A lot of us feel like we got slighted on something. Other people are getting more than we are. And our health is something that we need not neglect. Now, as for our health, we all are called to be stewards of all the gifts, even if it's not the best gift. We need to take care of it. You know, I don't have a brand new car, but I do know that if I don't take care of that car will let me down. And so when I have a manual in the glove compartment and it tells me I need to change my oil every 3,000 to 6,000 miles, I have a synthetic oil in my car. And they tell me to do it every 6,000 to 7,000 miles. But the main thing is I have to follow the designer of the car. I can't do it with what I want to do it with. And we as Christians are to want to do what God has given us and use it for the gifts he has given us. God has blessed us tremendously. And if you have your health, as we talked last time, we do have our health. We do have our wealth. So what does the Bible say about healthy living? The Bible has a lot to say about healthy living and how our health can honor God. Again, all the gifts God has given us are meant to honor him. So we can and should honor God with our bodies. Here are just a few Bible verses that I brought to my attention this week in my health and wellness training. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. 3 John 1:2. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your bodies. And I know that you're going to say, this is specifically talking about sexuality, but the principle is the same, that our bodies should be valued as holy unto God, and we should only put things in them, on them, that would please God. Genesis 1:29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn from away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. There are four reasons Christians should care about their physical health. First of all, it's going to honor God. If you want to honor God, ultimately, our lives are meant to honor God and glorify God. And getting up every morning and choosing to eat wholesome foods, to eat and exercise and take care of our own mental health honors God, not only our God, but our families. Our families love us enough that they want us to be around. As Christians, the Holy Spirit, we know, dwells within our bodies. If we prioritize our health, we create a comfortable space for the Spirit to live in and work in us. And God cares about His temple, and it's our duty to care about it too. Secondly, it's position us to live out our calling. Let's think about this practically for a second. If we're always tired and sick, we may have trouble doing the things God is calling us to do. However, if we're healthy, we'll have the physical energy to do the spiritual work He wants us to do. Proverbs 31 speaks of a woman who did much for her home and her community. This reminds me of my mother when she passed away. This time of year is always very sentimental to me, and I just lost another family member recently. And it seems like it's very, very hard this time of year, right before the holiday, that we lose someone. But the memories that come and the family we have around us always seems to bring us and lift us up. See, God gave her the strength to do all of this, and He used her health as one of the means to help her serve well. Now, I want to emphasize again that all of us want to have perfect physical health, I know. This doesn't mean that you can't live out your calling. Remember that God gives gifts according to the measure of His grace. If you have health challenges, God has still given you the grace to recognize where you are, and you need to own it and do what you can do with what you have. And if we can help you in any way, we're here to encourage you each week to do the best you can with your eating, with your exercise, with your getting outside, getting fresh air, with trusting God, with sleeping, with resting, with all the things that you need to do with your discipline. We want you to be a person that can do all that you can and all you will do for God. The third thing is, we'll have the strength to serve others. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to mentor others. We're here to encourage others. This goes hand in hand with my previous point. Our lives are not just for ourselves. We are created to serve and love other people. Our physical health empowers us to serve others well. For example, we might be gifted with the ability to walk, and we might take it for granted, but it's really a great big gift. When I see somebody who is having a hard time getting in and out of chairs, it breaks my heart, because I know that if they would just do some of the things that they could do in their eating habits, in their physical training, in getting outside in the sunlight. You know, I was just watching a doctor talk about how they never really emphasize the importance of vitamin D, getting outside, and magnesium, and all the minerals that it takes for us to be healthy, because we always emphasize take something. It doesn't always work well. Our bodies are meant to survive. God gave us these wonderful bodies, and we do not put it to use the way we should. Because if you squander your health, we might find ourselves in a compromising position, unable to serve anybody. The fourth thing is, this is the only body, as I said, we have. This is the only body that we're going to get. And we do not get another one. It's not like you can trade this one. The scarcity of usually not taking care of our bodies, neglecting our bodies, as I told you last time, a man by the name of Jim Rohn said that neglect is like an infection that leads to a disease. If we keep neglecting the simple things in life, we will not be able to manage the major things in our lives. If I only have one seed and I plant that seed and I go out and I take care of that seed, I water that seed, I can only wait till it comes up, but I need to be taking care of it. When we get our vehicles, I see people out buying new cars. And like I told you, people will step up and they will have new vehicles and they will wax them, shine them, and then get out and can't even hardly walk. This is a travesty. You need to take care of your physical body. And just because you have a desire for some foods that are not healthy to you doesn't mean you have to let that govern your life. You have to, as Paul says, not let these things that are not helpful for us become a hindrance to us. As Christians, our number one priority is to honor God. We respect our bodies because it comes from God. We should not elevate our bodies over serving God. No, I'm not saying that. Instead, we should serve God with our bodies. Our bodies aren't minor or secondary to our spirituality. All parts of our entire being is important. We may value all that God has given us, and we should steward it as such. The perfect health for freedom from death as to enjoy creation was based upon faithfulness to God's implicit instruction to Adam and Eve, loyalty and love. God decided to restrict just one thing from them, one tree, and that's all, you know, that led us into this situation. The Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience to this command would have assured everlasting life, but disobedience will always lead us to certain death. Not long after the creation, Adam and Eve were faced with the temptation to eat from a tree from none other than the devil, just asking questions. The enticement forced on the idea of appetite. As Eve approached that forbidden tree, she began to dwell upon its attractive fruit. Soon it seemed good for food and pleasant to the eye. At last, as she continued contemplating that beautiful fruit and the artful insinuations of the serpent, her appetite became overwhelming that she gave in and ate the forbidden fruit. She was persuaded her partner would eat it too, and she got him to do it. They went contrary to what God specifically said, and this led us into sin. You know, the consequences of this action was enormous. They lost their dominion over the earth, forfeited it to the devil, the ruler of this world, separating themselves from God, the source of eternal life, and the tree of life. This one sin brought guilt, sorrow on us all, physical decay, deformity, sickness, and death became the lot of the human race. It became more and more difficult for humans and our nature. We all have our problems. We all have our desires. We all have problems with what we would like to do. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can serve two masters, for he will hate one and love the other. You will to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. As we talked last time, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then he sacrifices his money to recoup his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having not really lived. This quote really opens my eyes. And I hope, I'm going to tell you a story that I hope will open yours. Don't let this slip away from you. There was a fisherman, a businessman, who was sitting by the beach in a small Brazilian village. As he sat there, he saw the Brazilian fisherman rowing a boat towards the shore, having caught a lot of fish. The businessman was so impressed and asked, "How long does it take you to catch so many fish?" The fisherman replied, "Oh, just a short while." "Then why don't you stay out there longer and catch even more?" The businessman was astonished. "This is enough to feed my whole family," the fisherman said. The businessman then asked, "So what do you do with the rest of the day?" The fisherman replied, "Well, I usually wake up early in the morning. I go to the sea. I catch fish. Then I go back and play with the kids. In the afternoon, I take a nap with my wife. And evenings, I come out and hang out with my buddies. And we have a good time playing guitar and having a good time with my family." The businessman offered a suggestion to the fisherman. "I am a PhD in business management. I can help you to become a more successful person. From now on, you should spend more time at sea. Try to catch more fish as possible. When you have saved enough money, you can buy a bigger boat and catch more fish. Soon you'll be able to afford to buy a boat and set up your own company, own your own plant, have canned foods, distribution network, and then you have moved out of this village to a bigger town where you can set up your headquarters to manage it over others." The fisherman continues, and after that, he says, the businessman laughs heartily, "After that, you can live like a king in your own house. And when that time is right, you can go public and float shares and stock and exchange your and be rich." And the fisherman says, "After that," the businessman said, "after that, you can finally retire. You can move back to a small village, wake up early in the morning, catch a few fish, then return home to play with your kids. Have a nice afternoon nap with your wife. And when evening comes, you can go out and have some fun with your friends and family and play your guitar and sing and dance throughout the night." See, we always give up what we already have for something that we always wanted in the future. We want to retire. We want to have fun. We want to, but we're old and we're decrepit and we've ruined our health. It's time for us to realize the people around us is all we really need. Now's a good time for you to realize at this time of year to spend time with your family. Don't worry about what you bought them. Just spend quality time. Karen, I appreciate you listening. Keep living fit and doing what matters. And we hope you have the best and happy New Year and holiday. God bless you. We'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or a fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.